Hello and welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Greg Geary. On today's show, we have two guests from Frontier Farm Credit here to offer their insights into the current state of ag lending. First, we have Perry Brigg, Regional Vice President. Perry, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Greg. Excited to be here and excited for the conversation.
We're also joined by Farm Credit Financial Officer Brett Henderson. Brett, welcome to the show as well.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Perry, we'll start off with you. With a year of ups and downs here in 2020, what's that look like from an ag lending standpoint? What did you see last year as all the craziness unfolded?
Well, you're right. It was a year of ups and downs, and not just in agriculture, but in a number of industries and just in our society in general. But, you know, for the lending side of things in particular, it's actually been a really, really positive year. And when we talk about lending side, we talk about just the farm, you know, financial sector in general, is how are farmers doing with their personal finances. And while we know the first half of the year and through the summer, we're sort of some challenging situations going on, especially in the livestock industry. But as you work towards the end of the summer and you started to see pretty decent yields for the most part across a lot of our states, there were some spots that, you know, did well on one crop or the other, and some did well on more than one. So yields were helpful, but also, you know, the government payments that came in a number of different forms really supported the ag economy. And then we saw price rallies going into harvest as well, too, which is something we don't traditionally see that time of year. So those things all combined kind of set it up for, you know, a lot of producers had a pretty good year for the most part. So they were able to either hold their position together and actually make some gains throughout this year. So overall, pretty positive year for considering everything they went through.
Brett, I know in a previous conversation with you, you mentioned refinancing activity really picked up in the spring and summer. Has that continued here in the latter half of 2020 and into 2021? Or what kind of mix of business are you seeing?
Yeah, Greg, 2020 was a really interesting year that we talked about before. I remember sitting at the state tournament last year, we're coming up about a year into COVID here, where texts were going out, tweets were going out that everything was getting shut down and canceled. And I remember thinking that this isn't going to be a good year. It had started out positive, some good volume being put on, and, you know, just thinking, man, this is going to be tough. And then all of a sudden everything changed, you know, rates went to historical low levels. And, you know, I probably had 2 to 3 times the number of normal servicings, plus new loan and refinance applications that I do in a normal year. So it turned into a great year for producers, you know, very busy year. And we're seeing that continue into 2021, although it is starting to slow down a little bit. You know, we had the major rush in 2020. And with 2021, you know, a lot of people got that taken care of, but would just recommend to people, if you haven't got those refinances done, you know, you need to be contacting your local lenders to see about those opportunities to get that locked in. As far as, you know, new actions in 2021, the land seems to be limited a little bit. Auction season's usually pretty busy. Seen a slowdown in that. So just appears to be a lot more willing buyers right now than there are land opportunities for sale.
Have you seen any evidence that that's going to push the prices of land up even further?
I have locally here around Manhattan. There's been you know, a couple of the auctions that, you know, normally you would think would go at a certain price level, and you've got 3 or 4 pretty high quality bidders that are pushing it up. So, you know, that's really kept it strong. It's just been limited on that, like I said, that availability. So just hasn't been a lot of movement.
Perry, you alluded to this a little bit, but one of the obvious bright spots in 2020 was the rebound in grain prices in the latter half of the year. As we head into the next planting season here, are there any marketing opportunities producers should consider with these higher prices, or any actions they can take to ensure that they can realize some of those with this next planting season?
Yeah, I think the grain markets in particular caught everybody by surprise over the last 4 months. If you go back to the end of the summer, it looks like we could be headed into some challenging harvest prices. And then within 30 days between whether it was trade or some weather stress, and then, you know, some other things in the carryover inventories, that all of a sudden our grains took off. And, you know, if you're a really diligent marketer and in the past, then you might have already had, you know, some of your price opportunities locked in going into harvest. So you might have missed out on the grain rallies. So, you know, the first opportunity is probably the people that haven't sold, you know, a lot of their 2020 crop. There's some tremendous opportunities out there. I know there's a lot of grain getting delivered. We see the lines at some of these end users are pretty long. So people are trying to move their crop out as fast as they can. But looking into 2021, we see that there's a lot of opportunity to lock in, you know, profits right now. And going into this time of year, if you look back the last 4 or 5 years, we really haven't had that opportunity to really look at locking in at least your break even and most likely some profits under operation. Generally, you're trying to just kind of lock in the basis of break even. But so I think there are marketing opportunities, but, you know, those are case by case by each individual. Especially us as lenders, we don't tell people when to market. We just say, understand your cost of production and have a good attack plan. So, and I would really encourage people that are listening to think about your cost of production now if you haven't already, because you don't want to get into planting season and then into the middle of the summer and then think about it, because these opportunities, they might be here long term, they might not, we don't know. So there's some tremendous tools out there now to lock in some revenue on the crop insurance side as well too. Not just your, you know, your traditional multi-peril crop insurance, but some other products that can add up that coverage that you can lock in a revenue profit right now. So I would say there are a lot of opportunities out there, but you know, each individual needs to understand their situation and what they're trying to achieve.
Brett, going along with that, what's kind of the sentiment you're seeing from clients as we move into this next year? Are they receptive to being able to lock in maybe some, not just break even, but some profit at this point? Are they happy to, I mean, obviously it's better than the last several years have been here. So what's the mood among your clients right now?
Yeah, I think that's a key thing you just said is, you know, this is a very optimistic year. We haven't had this in quite a while. So getting quite a few phone calls on, you know, kind of that direction. What do you think I should do? Should I be looking at doing some contracts or locking this in? And, you know, Perry made great points there on understanding all the tools that you have available. It's a lot easier when you have these high prices that are above production costs to make decisions as opposed to chasing like we have been in the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, just make sure you're setting down, like Perry said, understand that cost of production, where you're at, and then get that plan put in place and put it in motion when needed.
I'll open this up to both of you here, but what are some of the opportunities and even challenges in this next year ahead that you see from an ag lending side?
I can start on that one. Obviously, opportunities like we discussed earlier are the historical low rates. So, you know, getting those locked in for 15, 20, 25, 30 years, you know, that's a once in a lifetime, you know, opportunity that you can do that. So make sure that you're getting yourself in position to do that and contacting your local lenders to see what those options are. Another thing is, you know, kind of use this time to restore working capital as well. The last 4 or 5 years, that's really taken a hit. And, you know, this is the time when you can really prepare your operation for the future as well. So sit down, put your goals together, you know, where do you want to be with expansion or transition? And then, you know, really using this opportunity to put that plan in place, because it's a lot easier to do it now in good times than it is in bad. Perry, what thoughts do you have?
We know you had Lavelle on one of your last podcasts talking about the importance of farm financials. So over the last few years, it maybe wasn't maybe the most fun activity to sit down and look at farm financials, because it's been some challenging years. And maybe this year, there's maybe a little more desire to do that. But as Brett mentioned, there's going to be some opportunities to expand or possibly lock in some historically low rates or whatever the case is. But to really do that, you've got to understand your personal financial situation. So now is a great time of year to go through that and work with someone. If you're not capable of doing it yourself, there's plenty of people that can help out there. But so I'd say, yeah, it's, the opportunities are going to be there for locking in those interest rates, as Brett said. At least that's what we look at as lenders. But also, there's just so many unknowns in ag, and there's so many things that are outside of your control. And we always encourage people going into a year like this year, what are some of the things you can control? And right now is that you can control your marketing plan. You can control maybe your interest rates on some of your loans and your cost per acre on your fixed costs. So because we don't know what the year is going to bring for markets, for the political environments, or even the weather environments. We know we're going into what had been up until the last, you know, few days of a little bit of moisture, but had been pretty dry winter and some and a lower subsoil moistures. And we know going into planting that could present some challenges. So the key is figure out those things you can control on your end and start to plan around those before you look at the other things.
Gentlemen, I believe that's all the time that we have for today. I thank you both for coming on the show and giving us so many great things to think about.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Greg.
That's it for this edition of Inside Ag. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. From Manhattan, I'm Greg Deering for Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. Inside Ag is made possible by Kansas Farm Bureau members in each of the state's 105 counties. To become a member, visit www.kfb.org/join.